Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now listen to the hymn of the day sung by the folk choir of the University of Notre Dame. Blessed our day. Amen.
Bless our day, O Lord.
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, our reward is great in heaven, that we are blessed and that we shall receive the reward of the kingdom of heaven through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Savior. Even though we are hated, reviled, and our name is spurned as evil on account of the Son of Man. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 6, with special attention to the following verse. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. There is no question about the fact that Jesus was teaching to a great crowd of his disciples, including a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, including Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases. Those who were troubled with unclean spirits, as they sought to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed them all. As a matter of fact, here Jesus preached a sermon on the plain, immediately after he had come back from the mountainside, where he had spent the night praying to his Father in heaven, after he had been rejected by his own people and then chosen his 12 disciples, as he went down with them and stood on a level place. Jesus lifted up his eyes on them and began to preach the 4 blessings and the 4 curses. Jesus began his sermon on the plain by saying to them that blessed are those who seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Even though they are poor, they are hungry, they weep, they are hated and reviled because of the Son of Man. But at the same time, Jesus also says that cursed are those who do not seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Instead, choose to seek the here and now. Those who are rich, who are full, who laugh, and people speak well of them. Jesus said that those who are poor, that the kingdom of God will be theirs, and those who are rich, that they will receive their consolation. That those who are hungry, that they will be filled, and those who are full will become hungry. That those who weep will laugh, and those who laugh will mourn and weep. And finally, Jesus says that those who are hated, reviled, and their name is spurned as evil on account of the Son of Man, that they will rejoice in that day and leap for joy. But for those who are rich, who are full and laugh, and people speak well of them, that they will not rejoice nor leap for joy, but receive their punishment and condemnation. At the end of the day, Jesus says that those who persevere and are faithful to the Son of Man, that they will rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But Jesus says that for those who do not persevere and are not faithful to the Son of Man, woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. As a matter of fact, we have a very good example of that in the parable of the rich man and the poor man Lazarus. While the rich man was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day, the poor man Lazarus was covered with sores and longed to eat what fell from the rich man's table. But one day both men died. Lazarus was taken to heaven, but the rich man was buried, and in hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus at his side. So he called out, Father Abraham, Have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Not only that, but Abraham also went on to say, And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over there to us. Yes, it was too late. Unfortunately, the rich man received his consolation in hell, while the poor man Lazarus received his reward in heaven. And by the way, in hell no one will be able to dial 911 for help and have the fire department extinguish the fire for them. And that still holds true today. There are those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and will receive their reward in the kingdom of heaven. But for those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will receive their consolation in the kingdom of hell. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Will we rejoice and leap for joy in that day? And will we also receive our reward in the kingdom of heaven? I hope so. I hope and pray that we will rejoice and receive our reward one day in the kingdom of heaven. This is especially true whenever we suffer poverty and hunger, experience weeping and mourning, are hated, reviled, and our name is spurned as evil because of Jesus as the Son of Man. Yes, we have the promise from Jesus that we will also receive the same reward. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. And whenever we have fallen short of the glory of God in our commitment to Jesus, when we are hated, reviled, and our name is spurned as evil on account of the Son of Man, we have God the Father's love and forgiveness through Christ our Lord and Savior. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, that we are indeed blessed and that we shall receive the reward of the kingdom of heaven through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Savior. Not only that, but that we shall be satisfied, that we will laugh, be comforted, especially when we are hated, reviled, and our name is spurned as evil because of Jesus as the Son of Man. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, our reward is great in heaven. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Amen.